Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, today's episode sponsored by Abide. Your Daily Prayer is a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need and to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from Abide, we'll pray through today's prayer together. The end of the year is right around the corner, which means New Year's resolutions are too, like getting into healthy habits, reducing stress, and managing better sleep. So finish strong and enter the new year stronger with the Abide Sleep and Pray Meditation app, the number one Christian meditation app that helps you be your best and deepen your experience with the peace of Christ through biblical meditation. The regular meditation can help you feel less stressed at work, which helps keep anxiety down too. And with Abide's premium subscription services, you get early access to more content, ad-free meditation, and an experience you can cater to your needs with background music customization, a sleep timer, and even a journal, all to help your habits and health become routine. Download the Abide app today and enter the new year with prayer meditations that improve sleep and spiritual growth. Right now, we have a special offer when you subscribe. 25% off your first year when you sign up for the premium subscription, but only if you text our promo code DAILYPRAYER to 22433. Don't wait. Download Abide Sleep and Pray Meditation today and text our promo code DAILYPRAYER to 22433 today to get 25% off. A Prayer to Look to the Lord as Everlasting Father, written by Chelsea DeMatteis, read by Jessica Van Roekel. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. John 10:28-30. The word everlasting for a long time was one that had me thinking of hard seasons, slow seasons, and seasons of my life that seemed as if they'd never end. But God, He has redeemed this word for me, because truly the one thing everlasting is Him. No season, no hurt, no pain, not even the victories we will see as a human on this side of heaven will ever last forever. I don't know what place you find yourself in today. Maybe you're exhausted, running on autopilot. Perhaps you feel like you've been in survival mode, as my friend put it, to get through the rest of the year. Maybe you're on that mountaintop rejoicing with Jesus for the victory He's brought you to. Or perhaps you're just coasting and feeling grateful that life is good. Whichever season you find yourself in, I pray you know what God's true everlasting promise means. It's not circumstantial. It's not for a span of time. It's eternal. It's everlasting. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. John 10:28-30. And the God of all grace, who called you to His eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will Himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. 1 Peter 5:10. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16. The true everlasting promise from our everlasting Father is eternal life with Him. Picture it as best you can. Nothing ever separating us again from our Creator. No sin, no death. Just us with God the Father and His Son Jesus seated at His right hand. Isaiah 9:6 is a promise. Isaiah was prophesying what was to come, who Jesus would be, and what a gift He is, those who are His. As Christmas draws near in the season of Advent, I pray your heart is tethering itself to this scripture. Ponder the goodness of God and gift of his Son. Remember Jesus' humble beginning and all that he endured for us. If you've never accepted Christ, I want to invite you this Advent to ask him into your heart as your Lord and Savior with this prayer. Father, I know that I have broken your laws and my sins have separated me from you. I am truly sorry, and now I want to turn away from my past sinful life toward you. Please forgive me. I believe that your Son, Jesus, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. I invite Jesus to become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. Please send your Holy Spirit to lead me in obedience and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you took this step today, be sure to get connected to a biblically sound church in your area. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for giving us the opportunity to live in an everlasting covenant with you. What a gift it is to be known and loved by our Creator. I pray for a heart that seeks to obey and serve wherever and whenever your Spirit leads me. Thank you for being my everlasting Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
In a world where relationships are easily broken and often discarded, the Rebuilding Us Marriage Podcast is your lighthouse, guiding the way to hope, restoration, and transformation in Christ. I'm your host and marriage coach, Dana Shea. Join me as we discuss the necessary tools for rebuilding marriages from adversity, betrayal, and disconnection. It's time to reignite love as we rebuild marriages from the ground up. Listen to the Rebuilding Us Marriage podcast on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.